Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Reinforcing something, Deuteronomy chapter 7, God's statement, and we're using this experience that the original Hebrews coming out of Egypt had as they entered the promised land. God gave them a promise in Deuteronomy 7 and verse 1, when the Lord thy God shall bring thee into the land whither thou goest to possess it, and has cast out many nations before thee, the Hittites, Girgashites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, Jebusites. He made this statement. These are seven nations greater and mightier than thou. Okay, but God has given Israel, as he has given to us, promise. We all know that God is a man that he cannot lie. He's not a man that he can lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. I love what the word of God says, hath not God said, and shall not God bring it to pass? This is what we must understand, because these are what we face, not in the wilderness and not in Egypt, but in the promised land. Okay, so as you've heard me say often, we must, it's imperative that we are people of the Spirit. We walk by faith and not by sight, nor even by feeling. Amen. But people of the Spirit. Why? Because we hold fast to a promise. You may see the Girgashites, Hivites, and these are giants. They're greater and mightier, but they're not greater or mightier than the promise. Okay, so that's what we base this entire facing of the giants on, the fact that God has given us a promise. Tell someone right now, I have a promise. Now, what you must do over time is keep clarity in your mind and heart as to what the promise is. You know, when there's a grand opening of something, a store, a new store or something, depending upon the popularity of it, but when something first opens, you know, people flock to it. But then over time, there are those who tend to dwindle. It tends to do, not everything. We went by a Cane's. I was coming from Tampa, and my son Joseph was with me. He loves Cane's. When he went to school in Kentucky, he used to eat it all the time. So I said, all right, on the way out, we're going to go by Cane's. So we got it on the GPS. We got by. Child, please. We were on the main highway, and you could see the double drive all the way around Cane's and out onto the boulevard, all the way out there. We said, nope, we ain't going to Cane's. We'll be all night trying to get into Cane's. That's kind of an exception. But usually over time, you follow what I mean? There's in the heart of a person, if they don't continue to remind themselves and keep the promise before them, they listen to other voices, or are drawn away with some of these other ites, then they begin to water down the passion or the reality. We must always remember, Joshua and Caleb remembered it for 45 years. He said, I remember when Moses gave me the promise, and I'm just as strong. I haven't lost sight of it. I haven't forgotten it. I haven't let all this struggle that we're going through water it down. Give me my mountain. So this is part of the battle in the promised land. Remember in our study on the burden of freedom, true freedom spells responsibility. It's not, you know, sitting back, okay, we didn't arrive. No, that's when the work really begins. Because why? These ites are there. And Proverbs says, if you go by the field of the slothful, you'll find that it's all overgrown with weeds, and the wall is broken down, and windows, I'm just paraphrasing, the windows are broken out, you know, old car engines in the front yard, you know, needs paint on the building, it's just worn down. So we must, day by day, and there are times you have to encourage yourself. And it's ordained of God sometimes. Others can encourage you. I get a lot of encouragement from my family, from saints, and that, and just from reading on my own. But there are times where you have to reach way down and pull yourself up and say, I can do this. I got to do this. Amen? So tonight we're going to take a look into, hopefully we'll get to two of them. If not, we'll finish the other one up. We're on the last two, I believe. There were seven, right? And we did five? Okay, so we're on the Girgashites. Someone tell me what one of the, well, I'll tell you what. Someone tell me what Canaanite meant. Greed and covetousness. Okay, someone tell me what parasites were, the parasites. Where's that word come from? Parasites, lawlessness. Okay, someone tell me what do the Amorites? What is the word? What is that word derived from? Amorites. To speak. How about the Hittites? Fear and intimidation. And how about the Hivites? The blessing in the land that can distract you from your destiny. All right. So tonight we take a look into the Girgashites. This word means simply to turn back. To turn back. The Girgashites. Our enemy is very cunning at trying to distract us. So you'll go in, but you'll want to turn back. This ain't all I thought it was. This ain't what I thought it was going to be. Well, God already told you there's seven plotting on your land. And I will drive them out, but you are responsible for going in. As I said Sunday in Luke 18, I believe it is, about the unjust judge and the widow woman. The widow woman had no natural or political or social authority. She was the least in society. And she's facing an unjust judge. A judge that does pretty much what he wants to do. Didn't fear God, didn't fear man. But her responsibility was not to change the judge's heart or to give him a black eye. Her responsibility was Chronos. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. See, religious spirits will try, you know, sometimes to put a spirit of perfection on you. If you can't do it in a perfect way, you ain't gonna do it. Sometimes you got to tape it up. Get some duct tape out. Put a Band-Aid on it. It's that Paul had to make it on broken pieces. He was a day and a night in the deep, holding on to a piece of log, a piece of the ship. But he made it. You know, I wanted, at some point in time, I was talking to Pastor Trevor and Pastor Martha about this, about why are we building? What is the purpose of the Embassy of Faith? Why that size? Is it biblical? In light of what the scripture says, you know, that's some challenging thought. What's the purpose behind it? And we're going to delve into that at some point in time, so that when donors and investors, people that want to put money behind stuff, come along, you can explain to them clearly what this City of Faith is all about and the basis of it. You see, there's a challenge today that we have with the modern day church, and that is technology. Technology versus the Spirit. And it doesn't have to versus the Spirit. But you see, one characteristic about God is that God is spontaneous. You ain't gonna put God in a box. Now, you don't want your technology to be spontaneous. You call her your wife, and then your old girlfriend number pops up, and that maybe wasn't a good example, you know, but you follow what I'm saying? Your phone decided, no, not this time. We're going to call this other number. Right? So technology is technical. God is spontaneous. How do we join that together? Without becoming, see, the human spirit is not a robot, but we live in a technical age. How can we profit and grow with technology? Those are going to be subjects we explore, so that when we move into this higher tech stuff and are ministering to, you know, more people and involved in so much more, we don't lose sight of our purpose. We don't get caught up in the numbers game or in the technology. We use it. Amen? Thank God for Zoom. Okay, so the Gergesites, to turn back. When the Gergesites are, the spirit is working against you, you've been distracted from what you want to do and eventually turn back. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you turn back and go back into the world. It's just you stop short of what you really are purposed to finish. A message that Pastor Justin brought about almost. What was it, destroying almost or breaking almost? You know, getting almost there. You know, and then when Pastor Trevor came and brought the parallel to that and some of the condemnation that can cause that, which happens to be the Jebusites, which we look at. The Jebusites mean to be trodden down. That's how you look at yourself. And that's the last rascal we're going to look at. But the Gergesites.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.prbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.